When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy hour. We'll do a lot of football here. Start getting ready for week three in the NFL. We've got all the baseball cooking as well. Late night games are going to start soon, and we have a few of these finishing up. The Dodgers just got a run, in fact, make it 9-7. There in Miami against the Fish. So we'll see if they can get going here. And the Royals have something cooking bottom five as well, first and second on with, I believe, Salvi Perez coming up. Or I saw that Witt was just up, so I believe that Perez has been hit behind him. Our boy Vinny Pasquantino did get hurt, so he should be coming up soon. All right, Mike Carver with you. Sans Joe. Joe out on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. That means Gentleman George Kurtz is with us. Blue Line Kurtz, and I only bring that up, George, for this reason. I was looking on my phone for a score, and I, you know how you have your favorites on the app, your favorite teams, and I was trying to get to the MLB, but then I did see it down there. Sunday, first preseason game for the Islanders. They'll play the Devils on Sunday, George. So the preseason hockey does begin this week for you, which I know you're very excited about as well.
I'll watch. If it's on at night, like I got the 8,000 TVs here. It'll be on one of the. It won't be the main screen. That'll be the Kansas City Atlanta game here. But I'll watch.
They don't televise too many of those. The preseason game.
I assume this is Islanders Devils. Either the Islanders or Devils are televising it. One of them has to. I'm assuming this.
You would think so. If they actually got on top of things, it is Salvi Perez that's up for the Royals here. Big spot, 2-1. And one out in a 1-1 game for us. All right, a couple of things here, George, I want to start with this hour. And this is just some news that came out today that is obviously very important. First of all, Tua. Dolphins officially put him on IR, going to miss at minimum the next four games. They have a bye in the middle of those four games as well. So the next time he can play, I believe, is week 8 against Arizona. And that's if he was completely cleared to go and was ready, which obviously, George, me, you, or anybody else has no idea if that's actually going to be the case or not when we get to that point. I've seen a lot of people, of course, George, this is a very hotly contested, highly opinionated topic. Everybody trying to decide whether or not this guy should play football anymore, when, as we know, he's the only one that's going to make that decision. Because it just seems like, George, you know, when you put the decision in these guys' hands, that more often than not, they're going to keep playing. All right, it's in their mindset. It's what they've done. It's how they, you know, it's They're competitors. They're athletes. It's their gig. They want to do it. It takes someone sitting them down and saying, listen, we're not clearing you. You're not playing anymore before those changes can start to be made. And I don't know who does that. Obviously, George, they could probably get to that point eventually and tell him, listen, this isn't going to happen. But I think anybody trying to decide right now whether or not this guy should play football or not, George, he's the one who's going to end up making that decision at the end of the day.
He's got to talk to his people. And what I mean by that, I don't know if he's married, his wife or significant, his family, whatever it might be, his agent, that sort of thing. You really can't listen to the team because you don't know what their motive truly is. They'll say all the right things, right?
Well, to the team's hard. That's why the team's not going to – if the team tells him he's not cleared to play, they got to pay him all the money. See, that's where it gets tricky. Now, as much as we want to say, well, there's, you know, this is his life and his you know, the team, remember, the team always has a motive, George. And the team's motive is they want him to make the decision because then they don't have to pay him all the money. If they don't clear him, they got to pay him all the money. He's got injury clause in there.
Yeah, he's got to make his own decisions here. I'm not going to tell you what – I think you're about to be very happy, Mike.
Oh, boy.
You are.
Is it Alonzo?
So it's Alonzo. Yeah, he hit one out
Alonzo?
The left. It's Alonzo.
Let's go.
So look at that. Hit it off the wall, here, last at bat, over the wall, just at bat here.
I am so far behind. I'm watching him take pitches here. I mean, let's go. Can we get we got a lot of things happening now. Let's go, George. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tell me what you wanted to say. I'll eventually see Alonzo hit this home.
Yeah, at this rate, you might see it in hold up. I think it's a tough situation here. I'm not going to tell you what he should do. Yeah, that's up to him. I am concerned that, remember, this wasn't where he got hit out of nowhere. He was the person who put his head down and initiated the hit. I think DeMar Hamlin was shocked, right, that because he'd already had the first down. He could have slid at any moment there, which means, you know, you also want, are you not aware of where you were? For someone like Tua who has this history, he has to be aware every time he's on the field where the first down marker is. When can I avoid it? And you can't take any hits. You got to go down automatically. Even if you were before that marker, you got to go down. You just have to go down. You can't put your health at risk here. I think he's going to play again as well. I think for the reasons you mentioned, these guys are conditioned. They play. Right? They just play unless someone sits him down or unless a doctor says, hey, you can't play. Your brain is scrambled. You get one more hit, you're toast, that sort of thing. You know, and it's tough. It's no doubt tough for these guys. But I don't know if he'll be back in week 8, mind you. But I don't think we've seen the last of Tua. I do think we might have seen the last of the Miami Dolphins this season.
I don't think they're if he's out the whole year, let's just say that, George. Obviously, we don't know. Let's say he's out the whole year. Let's just go the whole way. They're not a playoff team under any circumstance, even if Huntley. Now, I like the Huntley pickup. I think Huntley is a lot better than Skylar Thompson, and I think they should get – it won't be this week, but I think they should get him up to speed as fast as possible to play next week. And be their starting quarterback because he can do some things, George. He's mobile. He's got a nice arm. He's obviously been Lamar's backup for a long time. That being said, George, it's funny you say that. I kind of like them in Seattle this week with the points. I know it's gone from I see, George.
You said with the points.
I don't think they'll win. I don't think they'll win the game. But I am of the belief that Seattle isn't that great. They've beaten Denver and New England. All right, that's been their two wins so far, and neither win was super impressive. All right, they're traveling back home, and Dolphins have a little extra rest with the Thursday night game, a little extra time for McDaniel to plan to have Skylar Thompson be the quarterback, to plan some things out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, which is why getting them with 4.5 at this point. Now, I would have loved 6.5 earlier in the week. When it first opened, sure. But 4.5, I usually do one big teaser every week, George. And the one big teaser, I'll always cross two numbers. I follow a lot of rules with the teasers. If I get that up to 10.5 with the Dolphins, I might put them in the big teaser this week if it's still 4. But I feel like they're going to give some effort there because I also don't think Seattle's very good.
I don't think Seattle's very good, but I think they're solid. And I don't know. I think Thompson will be better with a, you know, 10 days of practice or whatever it was. You know, when you come in cold like that against a good Buffalo team, and that was a game where everything was snowballing against them. And, oh, by the way, as a better, thank you, Bills and Dolphins, for just shutting it down after that, by the way. And no overs came in. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Nothing.
I hate primetime games. Getting crushed on these games lately. But I don't know. I just don't know. Is he going to be the quarterback to get the ball to Tyreek Hill, to get the ball to Waddle there? Chain, I think, will be. I'll take all of his overprops.
They're going to have to be creative. They're going to have to be creative with him. Now, look, he's played before. He played a playoff game in Buffalo that he almost won. It's not like the kid's never played. So they've got to be some things that they could pull out here this week to get creative and get the ball in Tyreek Hill's hands. A little extra rest. I think the Dolphins might be sneaky this week up in the Pacific Northwest.
The line does smell.
It does smell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, George in for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you aboard here with us. Harper's up now for the Phillies, George. I wouldn't mind if he homered either. I got a lot of guys tonight, George. I went and got a little involved. Tuesday nights have usually been fun, so we'll see if we can continue that with Bryce. You did it for me before, George, with Alonzo. Maybe you could do it with Harper now. And by the way, I did finally see that homer. That was a shot. By Alonzo. Now he is king of the tack-on, George. He loves the tack-on. That's a perfect Alonzo homer. 6-1 game in the eighth inning. Yeah, let me tack on a 3-run homer for good measure. So that's a
He hit one off the wall.
He hit one.
Oh, he just hit it.
He got it. Is it Harper?
Oh, you're talking it into existence.
Let's go. Put him in there.
We should all be betting Aaron Judge tonight.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, by the way, bad news for the Braves, because as the Mets are rolling over the Nationals, Spencer Steer hits a 2-run homer to give the Reds a 6-5 lead over Atlanta. So lots of things happening right now, George, in all these baseball games. Very important for what's going on. I will stick with the football, though, and we're going to keep our eyes on all these games. Next thing I wanted to bring out to you from today was the Steelers, who obviously, look, you go 2-0 on the road to start your year, George, that's a hell of a start. I don't care they scored one touchdown in two games. That doesn't matter to me. You're 2-0, you're going home. But this Fields-Wilson stuff's going to be very interesting, because I watched Tomlin today, and Tomlin is usually very definitive about what he says and what he does and what he wants at these press conferences every week. He's been doing this a long time. General Tomlin, he knows what's happening. And there's still a part of me, George, watching him, that he's going to play Wilson when he's healthy enough to play. Like, he will not commit fully to Fields. He just keeps saying he's our starter this week. Russ isn't participating enough yet. He's a star. Like, he's won two games on the road. Let's say he wins this week as well, George, and they go to 3-0. It gets harder and harder every week if he keeps winning to go and change. And I think, I don't know if Tomlin promised him when he came here, you're going to be my guy, or if Tomlin wants to play him as he thinks he'll control. You know, Fields hasn't done a bad job turning the ball over. He hasn't turned the ball over the first 2 weeks. I don't know what it is, George, but it seems like it's going to get weird as the healthier that Russ gets.
Well, was it always weird from the beginning when he named Wilson the starter right away? And it was like, why? You don't owe Wilson anything. He didn't play for you, right? He's a Seahawks / Bronco, and he's not that guy anymore, right, where he's, you know, the franchise quarterback. So why did you feel the need to do that? Why didn't you say they're both going to battle out in training camp? You know, so it was always strange from the beginning here. Now, I mean, he had to state the hot dog statement today that you really don't want to know how it's made. That was interesting. I love Mike Tomlin. I truly do. I could listen to Mike Tomlin talk really all day, and I'd be very happy here. He's just a great head coach. Do I think Wilson's going to play at some point? Yeah, I do. I think Fields is winning games, but they're winning ugly. Hey, ugly wins are better than pretty losses. So, you know, that's all that matters at the end, getting that W there. But their schedule's been, you know, sort of kind there. You got the Falcons, what they screwed up, you know, Kirk Cousins there. And then, you know, Denver's Denver. Chargers this week presents a little bit, this is going to be an ugly game this week, by the way. You want to talk about a snooze fest this week? This is Smash Mouth football. Let's see what happens here. We'll play a 17-13 game. We'll see which team pulls it out here. But I sort of feel like you. Once they lose and Wilson's healthy, Wilson's going to get a chance to play. You know, if they win another ugly game this week, then Fields going to start next week. But once they lose and Wilson's healthy, which could be as soon as next week, I think we'll see Wilson, unless Fields starts to play better. He's played okay, you know, solid. He had some plays called back on Sunday that were nice plays, especially George Pickens. If anybody had Pickens as an over prop, you got screwed. I think he had a touchdown callback. He had a long completion callback on penalties on Pittsburgh. So the numbers could have been better, but we could probably say that about every quarterback in every game, right, with stuff like that happens here. Yeah. So I think he wants to see more out of field, but it is strange how much love he seems to have for Wilson.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's almost like I'm sure the discussions in the offseason when Russ got let out of the Denver thing, he probably wanted, you know, he obviously was only going to go somewhere, probably, George, if he was unquestionably going to be the guy. And, you know, Tomlin did the whole thing the whole offseason. What was the word he kept using? He was like, he's the leader in the, or he's, I forget, leader in the clubhouse. He had some word he kept saying about Wilson throughout the offseason. And then he hurts himself, and I think he's just dying to get Wilson in there. But they went again this week. Let's say Fields finally does maybe score a couple games. You know, the offense starts clicking a little bit. That's going to be harder and harder, and I think you're going to see less and less of Russ. You know, Russ is jumping around like a cheerleader on the sideline now, George. You see him every game. The weird part is he's dressed, right? He's been dressed for these games the last few weeks, which is also—
I think he's been the third quarterback.
Has he been the third guy? Is that what he's been the last couple of weeks?
I think I saw that he was, I'm not going to tell you I'm 1,000% sure, but I think he's been the third quarterback, yeah. Emergency quarterback. I'm looking, I want to see who this, I know they play Dallas in week 5 in Pittsburgh. I want to see who they play week in between.
Is that a primetime game, George? It's Pittsburgh, Dallas, or is that a 425? It's got to be either a 425 or a primetime game. They only get that game once, and they don't get that game off in Pittsburgh, Dallas. Sunday night game. They don't get Pittsburgh Dallas very often. They're gonna highlight that one whenever they get a chance to do it. And that's gonna be Dallas coming off of long rest, because aren't Dallas playing Thursday night against the Giants the week before?
Right.
Yeah. Well,
I should be a happy guy after that game. Maybe
when we come back, we will talk about the Cowboys after they got demolished by the Saints as they get ready. Baltimore on Sunday. Can't wait to hear what George thinks. Desperate Ravens, 0-2. Cowboys should be desperate, too, at home after the way that their last two home games, George, as you know, pathetic. They should be desperate to have a big performance in front of their home crowd. So we'll see what George thinks when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Marvin Lee, SportsGrid Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. George, a few things before we get back to the football. Number one, the Orioles have let go of the rope. It's 10-0 now. They're in the bottom of the ninth. So a 6-run top of the ninth by the Giants put that one out of distance. 10-0 there. Jake Berger just hit a 2-run homer for the Marlins. That extends them to 11-7 over the Dodgers in the bottom of the eighth. So a big Berger time blast for him there. We said the Reds have a 6-5 lead over the Braves. The Mets are smashing the Nationals 9-1. That's in the bottom of the seventh. Rays lead the Red Sox 8-3. Still 1-1 Tigers and Royals in the going to the top of the seventh. The Twins did beat Cleveland tonight. So the Tigers would need to win, George, to keep pace with Minnesota in that final spot. And I guess so would Seattle, right, George? Because Seattle is also, I keep saying the Tigers, Seattle is right there as well. I think they were 2 and the Tigers were 1.5, if I have that right. I think that's what it
looking
was.
Looking up right now. 2.5. Seattle, that might include the W already. 2.5 won. As of right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So they need to win tonight.
They need to
no
keep
one wants
it
the Mariners in the playoffs,
maybe.
By the way, because no one wants to play the Mariners. No one wants to play that, go up against that pitching staff in a short series. No, thank you.
They can pitch. They don't score many runs, but they can absolutely pitch. They would be a very dangerous matchup for anybody if they were able to get in. 2-1 Cards lead the Pirates. The Phillies are up 3-1, as we mentioned, on the Harper homer, which was huge. A's lead the Cubs 4-2. And the Diamondbacks are losing again. 3-0 Rockies in the bottom of the third. Now, Mets win
Colorado.
And Colorado up 3-0. So.
You can't Mets lose to Colorado. Win. You just
can't lose to Colorado. But if the Mets win, George, and the Diamondbacks do lose tonight, they would be tied for the second wild card spot. And if the Braves lost, that would be 1.5 back, I guess it is. 1.5 back of both of them. So at least then the Braves would have two teams they could catch.
The Cubs aren't dead yet either, by the way. They're on life support, but they're not dead.
If it was
three,
one team,
better.
if they were in the fourth slot right now, George, I would say maybe, but they would need two teams to falter.
They play Oakland, Washington. All right, they play Philly. A series that probably won't mean it much to Philly other than home field and Cincinnati. I mean. It's sort of there for the taking for you to go 8-4 or something like that. Not that they will. If they were that kind of team, they probably would have done it more.
But even 8-4, let's just say 8-4, like you just said.
You need a couple teams to collapse.
And then they win tonight. They would still only get to 85 wins, 86 wins, and the Diamondbacks and the Mets are at 83-82 right now. Like even an 8-4 stretch. They would need two teams out of those three to completely fall on their face.
It's unlikely. It's unlikely, by the way. There's any doubt about it. But they're on life support.
They're on life support, but they're still alive. Now, the Red Sox are only 4.5 back in the AL, so I guess you think they have life support, too. If the Red Sox are 4.5.
Listen, stop worrying about hitting Aaron Judge and maybe hit the baseball a little bit, Red Sox. You might have done a little better over the weekend.
How about Boone taking the dig at him? I guess Boone was doing his pregame a couple of minutes ago since they're on the West Coast, and they asked him about the Cora stuff.
That's not allowed.
And he said, worried about it. He goes, we're not going to be playing them. It's very unlikely we'll be playing them again. We have much more important things ahead of us. Take a little dig at Cora.
The Sox weren't wrong, by the way. You know, I make fun of them.
They weren't wrong.
I mean, Cole hit Devers. He had two other batters as well. I don't blame them. And when Bello threw at Judge, by the way, he did it right. He threw it low. I think it was right around his calf. He missed him. How you miss Aaron Judge is beyond me. But he missed him, but he did it right. And I think even Judge smirked a little bit. I'm like, really? Really, buddy? You know, by the way, you got some stones there. Because if I'm going to throw at somebody on the Yankees, it's not going to be the 6'8". 280 guy who runs like the wind. That's not going to be that guy. I'll throw it at somebody else.
The other thing is, George, if you're going to throw at him, hit him. All right? If you're going to throw at the guy, hit him. Like, missing him is like, come on. Carver from Lisi Sports Grid Radio. George Kurtz in for Joe. We're back on the grid right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Harper and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio. Sirius XM 159. George Kurtz is with me tonight, of course. No Joe. He's out on assignment. And George said earlier how much he loves that song, so Matias gave it to him again. Not bad there. It's a great dude, George. It really is.
All of a sudden, I couldn't get it out of my head. He's just trolling me now. Now I'll be thinking about the song all day. I do like the tune. Great movie. And it's a very catchy tune
great
there.
Movie.
But, yeah, I'll be watching the Yankee game tonight and going to Holiday Road. Thanks. Thanks, Matias. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, George. I had to, baby.
it's all great. All right. What do we have here? Betts gets on for the Dodgers. So 11-7 Otani made the first out. The Dodgers are in big trouble here. Wits up for the Royals in this Tiger-Royal game, 1-1. They are in the, maybe they'd show the inning here once in a while, bottom of the seventh, George, for the Royals and the Tigers in that one. And the Mets, of course, are controlling 9-1 at this point against the Nats. All right, I want to get to this Cowboy-Raven game with you. So this is, of course, one of the big games this week, week three on the schedule. Ravens 0-2, desperate. Cowboys 1-1. But their last two home games have been absolute embarrassments, including the game against the Saints on Sunday. George loves how I keep describing it in such great fashion like that. Either way, George, right now the Ravens, 1.5-point favorites in Jerry's World. 425 East kick. This is the big, who's got this? This is a Brady game again. Man, Brady gets the Cowboys his first three games this week. That's the big Fox doubleheader game. 48.5 is the total. I'll tell you before you start, George, I like the Cowboys this week.
Yeah, I mean, I want to like the Cowboys, I do, but I don't have much faith in this team. Baltimore is not playing all that great either. History between these two teams, by the way, Dallas has only beaten Baltimore once. It's a small sample size. They've only played each other six times. They are 1-1 in Dallas. They're 1-0 in Jerry's World. One of the games came in Texas Stadium with Tony Romo at the loss. And so it is an important game for the Cowboys for a couple of reasons here. Obviously, it's Baltimore. You want to get back on track. You play the Giants that Thursday, so you could be 3-1. No one cares about the New Orleans game then, right? Hey, everything's fine here. You lose, so then you're 1-2. You got to beat the Giants to go 2-2. And then you play in Pittsburgh. You know, in Pittsburgh, by the way. It's not in Dallas. That'll be a tougher game than people realize there. So it's an important game for Dallas to get that taste out of your mouth. I'll be the first person to tell you that they got their doors blown off on Sunday, right? You got destroyed. You got wrecked. All right, it's a dumpster fire there. But that being said, it's an offense you don't play well against. Green Bay runs the same damn offense, all right? And you, for whatever reason, you can't stop it. Baltimore does not run that offense. Baltimore gives you your own problems, but they don't run that offense. I think it's going to be a close game. You know, I think it's going to go down to a fourth quarter mistakes here, which team makes it, which team doesn't here. History tells us Dak does not win big games other than in his division, right? So I wouldn't bet it. But I think it was 1.5 last time I checked that Baltimore was getting. I thought it'd be 2.5. So if people are betting on Baltimore, I think the Ravens are going to pull this out. Are they going 0-3?
You know, maybe. Maybe. I'm putting a little too much stock into the Cowboys. And you're right, I probably shouldn't. This is not the type of team that they usually beat in this spot. But I just feel like they're going to come out. I can't see them three home games in a row being completely embarrassed. I just feel like you're going to get a huge effort. And I don't think the Ravens have been that great. Now, look, they were a toe away from that touchdown at the end of the Kansas City game. Fine. They really they had a 10-point lead early in the fourth quarter in this Raider game. I think you're going to get a big Cowboy effort on Sunday. Big Cowboy effort.
You'll get a big effort. But, you know, Mike, the Cowboys are pretty easy to figure out here. Offensively, double CD. All right, force somebody else to beat you.
Yeah. Why aren't they using Dowdle more? Zeke's finished. Like, why aren't they using
Dowdle?
Because
Jerry wants Zeke. Why is Zeke back? Stupid. It's only because of Jerry. There's no other reason that Zeke comes back here. What'd you hear Jerry Jones say today when they were asking him about Dalvin Cook, who, don't get me wrong, he doesn't have much left either, but he's better than Zeke. Well, we don't really think it's time for Dalvin. He said we, which means he's making the decisions here. McCarthy's not making these decisions. Jerry is. You know, so
this is like Cashman double cover situation. You know, Cashman makes all the
exactly what it is. But you double cover Lamb, force him to throw the ball to Cooks or Tolbert or Jalen Brooks or whoever. They're all terrible. All right, and double team Parsons. Don't let him be a game wrecker. You know, there's no one else on defense who's really going to be that. You do that, you take Lamb out, you take Parsons out. I understand it's easier said than done, but it can be done. You do that, you beat the Cowboys. This team is built on getting up early, getting a 10-point-plus lead here, and then unleashing the pass rush. If they can do that, yeah, they'll destroy you. But other than that, close games, they're going to lose.
I'm on the Cowboys. And I feel like also I can't even say I like the over in any of these games anymore, George, because it just feels like there's so many of these games now that are just low scoring and just nothing happening in them. It's just hard for me to even go, at least these first couple weeks. These games have been so tough to watch, honestly, in terms of the offensive flow, the scoring. Maybe it's also they're not playing enough in training camp and spring and preseason games anymore. Maybe that's got something to do with it too, George. But it's tough. It's no crisp. There's 1,000 penalties. The games have been a very rough watch. Next, let's do the Saints, who did beat the Cowboys, and they've scored 44-plus points in both of their games so far. Home for the Eagles, who we know what they're coming off of last night. This is now flipped. This was last week it was Eagles, and now it's Saints minus 2.5. Another big total of 49.5. I get it. The Saints are the one team that has consistently scored points over the first 2 weeks. I don't think they're scoring 44-plus this week, George, against the Eagles.
I don't think so either, but I wouldn't have thought that against the Cowboys either. All right, and they came out, like I said, what they score? I think they're still scoring touchdowns. All right, just ridiculous there. But I don't think so. The Eagles, I mean, unlikely to have A.J. Brown again, right? That was reported. He's probably going to miss multiple weeks, just like everybody else in the NFL.
He's not playing.
You know, and listen, you got to hand it to the Saints, by the way. No Marshawn Lattimore against the Cowboys, no problem. I think he'll play this week, since Lattimore was close to playing, so that'll help out the defense there. I think it's going to be, once again, another close game here. Good game. Saints are hot. Eagles really not. The Eagles aren't playing poorly. They're making mistakes, including coaching calls, right? So I think there's going to be a lot of eyes on the Eagles in this game for them not to blow another one here. It's hard to pick the Eagles right now. Saints are hot. I generally like to play streaks. And right now, the Saints are streaking. All right, they're playing. They're blowing people. Like I said, they're crushing people. I'm going to go with the Saints.
I'm taking the Eagles. I think Eagles bounce back off of that bad loss on Monday night.
My big NFC East guy this week.
I'm not a big NFC. Oh, actually, I am. I like the Giants.
You tell me you're taking the Giants, and I'm out of here.
I don't think they're going to win, but that's a lot.
Cleveland.
Browns. And the problem is, George, I don't think Deshaun Watson should be laying 6.5 points against anybody, even a bad team like the Giants. I don't want to lay 6.5 points. I can't trust Deshaun Watson to do that. I'll take him with the Giants before I would lay him with Cleveland.
The Giants scored 3 touchdowns on Sunday, didn't allow a touchdown, and lost. That's got to be a first.
It was the first time it's ever happened in NFL history. I saw that note. It was the first time in NFL history a team scored 3 touchdowns, didn't allow a touchdown, and lost in regulation. First time ever.
You know, I understand, Dable's taking a lot of heat, and he hasn't handled it all that well. But people criticizing him for not having a backup kicker on the roster? Nobody has a backup kicker on the roster. Let's give it a rest, okay?
Had one on the practice squad that he could have elevated when he knew he was hurt on Saturday. Crazy about either way. All right, George, we'll come back and hit a couple of these other ones.
Suck.
Carver and Lee, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. George, what do you like? And by the way, they're underway in Seattle. Yankees already have, I think you said, another hit. They have 2 on already, George, for Judge coming up. Let's get Judge out of the way right now. Like, right in the first inning. Let's just get Judge right out of the way. Just pound one over the left field wall here against this. Whoa. Now, wait a second. Was that a double, George?
It was a double.
Man.
I don't think they're going to walk it with nobody out. Especially since he's
the bases,
not hitting great. I would walk.
It is Judge,
but I don't think they're going to,
because
they keep showing the manager. They're waiting for the 4, and he's not doing it. They're pitching to him.
Because remember, you walk him. Yes, you open yourself up at the beginning, but you could also try. I would trade a run for 2 outs in that spot with a double play every day. In the first inning, you could do that. So there's definitely some strategy there for it. That's for sure. We'll see if he actually does go after him, or if he just pitches around him here in this spot. The Braves have a man on second with 2 outs and Harris up in the top of the 9th. They're down to their last out. Obviously, the Mets are going to win. The Diamondbacks are losing, but the Braves need a hit here from Harris to try to keep this game going and tie the game up. What do you like Thursday night, George, to start things off with the Patriots and the Jets? Patriots have obviously been very spunky here the first 2 weeks. A win in Cincinnati, a cover at home, and an overtime loss against the Seahawks. Kind of what I expected, and Judge pounded one down the left field line, George, but a double. So you're going to drive both runs in, and the Yankees are going to be out and running with a 2-0 lead against Seattle. So the Patriots, kind of what I thought you'd get from Mayo. They're going to be hard-nosed. They're going to run it. They're going to play D. They're going to run the football, and they're going to try to hang in these games, and they have through the first two.
Yeah, and I expect that to continue, by the way. I mean, the under is going to be the easy play here, right? We're not going to expect a lot of points in this game. This smells like, once again, 17-13, 20-17, somewhere around there. So I'll certainly have a play there, and I think you got to take that now, by the way. I think that number's coming down as we get the, you know, as the week goes on here. I think the numbers keep coming down, 38,
I agree.
37.5. So I'm going to take that. You know, the Jets are pretty banged up, especially on defense, Mike. I don't think Reddick's coming back, right? He's not going to report. Quint Mosley has the toe injury here. They lost Johnson here. I think they lost somebody else, too, to an injury there. So, boy, I'm going to take the points. I can't believe I'm saying this, but Aaron Rodgers looked pedestrian. We know New England has a good defense here. I'm going to take New England. Give me the points here, 6.5. Once again, I think I got to do that now as well. So I'm going to worry that's going to go down to 6 here. So give me New England and the under.
Boring game. I like New England with the 6.5 on it. It's just that they always play well against the Jets. Now, I don't know if that I could put as much stock in that anymore, George, because that was Belichick New England team. And you know how much Belichick always with the Jets, always had the right game plan, always had the right everything, whether his teams and really his other than the last 2 years, his teams were always good. But Belichick always had the Jets figured out. So that kind of doesn't really equate here, but I just feel like this is a game. George, all these games for these teams that are getting more than 6 points have been in them or won them. So why would that change for me in this spot? And I do like what you're thinking with that under with 38.5. The Braves have lost. Harris did not get it done. So they blow that game. George, what were they up? 5-2 in that game, right? They had a 5-2 lead
in
this
5-1.
Game against Cincinnati. 5-1. 5-1 lead against the Reds.
You can't lose that. You can't lose that game.
You can't. Not with what's going on right now and how tight everything is. And you're looking up at that scoreboard and you see the Mets beating up on the Nationals 10-1. You absolutely cannot lose that game. So that's a bad job by them. Rockies are leading the Diamondbacks 3-1. So it's possible, George, that by the end of the night, the Braves are going to be trailing both the Mets and the Diamondbacks by the same amount. If the Diamondbacks do lose this game out in Colorado. What else do I got for George here this week? You expect any change with Carolina with Dalton being the quarterback? Is that going to get you excited to go get in bed with them in Las Vegas?
I mean, he's a better quarterback at this point in their careers, right? But, I mean, come on. I mean, what are we expecting? Are they going to win the game? Vegas, great game coming back against Baltimore there, or maybe Harbaugh blew it, depending on how you look at it. I think Vegas will win the game. 40.5, I kind of think it is going to go over a little bit. You know, I think Vegas will score 24 points. Maybe we get 17 out of Carolina. That's asking a lot still. I don't feel great about it. Odds are, come game day, it's a game I stay away from. You know, maybe watch a little bit on one of the TVs, but that's about it here. But I think Carolina, to put it this way, will have a more serviceable offense, but I think it's more to help their fantasy players in fantasy land. All right, I think those players now become more valuable.
They certainly do. Now that you have somebody out there who maybe at least can get the football, it's been a disaster with Bryce Young so far, that's for sure. Niners, no McCaffrey and no Debo now. Into the Rams, who have nobody. They have no Cup, they have no Puka, they have no offensive line, they're missing key guys on defense. They're missing everything. It's 7.5. I was saying to Pharrell earlier on Coast to Coast, I'd like to, you know, why don't the Niners start, you know, making the guy who they just paid $30 million a year to actually have to carry a little bit of the mail here, right, George? Like, they paid Ayuk like he's Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase, even though he's not. They got to give him a lot of work here now, especially with their two best offensive weapons on the shelf.
Damn right they do. All right, George Kittle should be busy as well. I know he went out of that game as well, but he's fine. I think he went out for an IV here. I mean, I'm probably going to take the Rams team total under, you know, more than anything else this game. I'm probably going to take the under in the game as well. I don't know where points are coming from here. I just don't know. I think the Niners win. 7.5, I can't take the Rams. I can see the Rams getting shut out. Listen, you only have Kyren Williams. That's it. There's no one else left there anymore here. So this is going to be a very bad game here for the Rams. Like I said, just too many injuries here. I don't think you lose one of them, more or less both here. I'll take a sneaky player I'm going to like in props, though, would be Juwan Jennings. He's now the number two. You know, he's the number two there. I'm going to like him in props to play this week.
Yeah, not a bad one, George. I don't mind it at all. He's been good the last 2 weeks, even with Debo out there. He's been pretty good. Carver the Week, Sports Grid Radio, Series XM 159. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. Carver Sands, Lisi, Joe will be back tomorrow. George Kurtz is here with me to get through this. Still 1-1, George. Tigers, Royals as they go to the ninth. Of course, significant. The Twins have already won tonight, beating Cleveland. So the Tigers looking to stay 1.5 back heading into tomorrow. Mets are one out away from finishing off the Nationals, which would then put them, into where would they actually officially be, George? They would officially be a half game out of the second wild card, depending on what happens with Arizona coming up here in the next few hours. So we're losing 3-1 in the top of the fifth out in Colorado right now. A's lead the Cubs 4-2. Rangers and Blue Jays, there's your over the night also, George. 7-7 in the top of the fifth after a Davis Schneider two-run shot for Toronto. And they're underway everywhere else. Scoreless in Anaheim, White Sox, Angels. Scoreless in San Diego, Padres, Astros. And 2-0 Yankees on the Judge double in the first. And the Mariners already have the leadoff man on after he'll hit Robles to start that bottom of the first off. So we'll see how all of that goes for them. Is there anything else, George, before you go that you like here on Sunday? I didn't get to you, maybe. Whether it's Lions, Cards, Packers, Titans, Texans, Vikings, Bears, Colts, anything else that's catching your eye for Sunday's slate?
Well, you know, as you all, we've been mentioning all show, right? The scoring's down throughout the NFL, and I'm generally an over player, right? Whether it's my props or the game itself, I like my over. So I am worried. All right, because I think that Detroit-Arizona game is going to have 1,000 points, right? But I've thought that before here, but it's got the highest total of the week at 52.5. And Arizona really can't stop anybody. Oh, well, I guess they can stop the Rams when the Rams don't have Kupp and Nacua there. Detroit, I mean, he got the money, he got the bag, and now he doesn't look very good. All right, and that was when he's playing indoors here. So I think I'm going to be taking the Arizona Cardinals on the points in this game. Weird things happen in that desert when you play Arizona there. I like the way Kyler Murray's playing here. And like I said, I just haven't seen enough from Goff yet, the way he's going to figure it out now on grass in the desert here. I think that's going to be a sneaky little play for me as far as that's concerned here. And the game I'm looking forward to probably the most is, Matthias, Atlanta, Kansas City, Sunday night. Let's see how the Chiefs do.
Matthias also got all mad before because I dismissed Isaiah Pacheco. I didn't dismiss him. I'm just saying the Chiefs are the reason why the Chiefs win all the time, and the reason why they're going for 3 straight Super Bowls, and the reason why they've won 3 of the last 4 Super Bowls, is because they are the best in the business at plug and play. You have to be great at it in this league, George. When you lose a key player to injury, you have to be great depth-wise, bench-wise, even just scheme-wise. Whoever you put in there, you don't lose anything. And the Chiefs at all of their positions are one of the best in the league doing it. Offense, defense, special teams. They always seem to fill the hole when they lose a guy. And I expect them to do the same thing with Pacheco out. I think they'll fill the hole with these guys. They always do.
I think Pacheco's a loss. I'm not going to tell you he's not a loss, but I agree with you. I think I don't think he's a man. Isn't there like Losing McCaffrey, although Mason's been fantastic for the 49ers. Another guy who I'm going to like this week a lot, by the way. This guy just really picked up where McCaffrey lets off here. I think the Chiefs will be fine. I'm looking for, I love the two Monday night games, by the way. I wish they did that every week. I truly do. I think that's fantastic.
I love the two Monday night games. I think it's excellent. Great point by you. Obviously, my Bills are playing in the first part of it against Jacksonville and Buffalo. I would have felt a little better, George, if the Jags weren't 0-2 coming into this game, because we know the desperation that these 0-2 teams are going to have this week. But I think I'd feel worse about it if it was Sunday at 1. I feel like Monday night, under the lights in Buffalo, might neutralize that a little bit. You're going to have a very raucous crowd. They're going to be gassed up. Bills looking to go to 3-0. I've seen it go down today from 5.5 to 4.5. And the Bills usually have some trouble with the Jags, George, so the game does scare me.
You want to talk about first head coach fired? I think the Jags lose Monday to Buffalo. And then they play Houston at Houston next week. And they remember, they're coming into this game losing 7 of their last 8 going back to last season. They spent a ton of money this offseason here. Mr. Peterson, I hope you're renting, not buying.
No problems. I got 10 seconds. No problems with the Bengals, right? They're not going to be 0-3 with Washington coming in the other month.
God, no.
Right?
No God, problem. No.
George, great job, as always. Go enjoy the Yankee game. Great job by Matias Rebell. Joe's back tomorrow. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great night. Cash your ticket. See you tomorrow.